in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
There are actually so many nice tricks that people can use to save money and make more money for themselves. So, as you mentioned, the tax year ends now, 28th of February. So you have until then to make additional contributions, either into your fund, if you've got an employer fund, or on your own into a retirement annuity, or you can even set up a tax-free savings account as well and get the tax back on those.
So people often find themselves confused as to which investment is the best for the long term, especially with the economic climate we are in currently. So how would you advise them in this regard?
You are so correct. People almost become too afraid to invest. But the first thing that you have to decide for yourself is, why are you doing this? Why are you saving? So once you've identified the why, the what you should invest in will follow from there. And you don't ever start with the portfolio that you want to invest in. You don't go out and say, I see there are good cash returns, let's invest in cash, or everybody's going offshore, let's invest in offshore. You have to see if that specific thing is good for you. So if you have 40 years ahead of you where you need to save, it's not going to make sense to sit in cash because cash is not going to outperform inflation. And on the other side, if you need the money in 6 months because you need to put a deposit down on your house, it's not going to make sense to go very high equity because those equity shares over the short term can fall. So then you will lose capital. And very often, people are upset that the returns are not what they expected because they're going into the wrong portfolio for their requirements. There are good portfolios and bad portfolios for each circumstance.
What would be some of the common mistakes people make at an early age and tend to regret 20, 30 years down the line when they're about to retire?
Every single person that we ask this question of says, I wish I started sooner. Because if you start sooner, first of all, when you're planning for retirement and you're 25, you think you have your whole lifetime, and you have. But it also happens much quicker than you think. So if you start when you are younger, you can actually start with a smaller amount, and that, through the beauty of compound interest, the growth on the growth on the growth, is going to give you a much easier ride than if you only start your journey in late 30s or in your 50s. Then it's a much more difficult task, and that's when people get panicky.
You did talk about beating the system in terms of saving on tax, but in terms of people using that sort of loopholes that are available, people keeping their medical bills and other slips to claim back from SARS, how can they benefit in this way?
They can contribute up to 27.5% of their total taxable salary to a pension fund, provident fund, or retirement annuity and get the tax back. So if you're contributing 100 rand and you've got a tax rate of 30%, your take-home pay is only 70 rand less, not the full 100. So that's a nice way to save. You can save up to 36,000 rand per tax year towards a tax-free savings account. That tax-free savings account, there's no growth on, there's no tax on the growth in any of the products that I've just mentioned, but with a tax-free savings account, you can access the money.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.